Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
Let's dance, people. Woo. Let's dance.
So Stump the Chump Friday, Dinner for Two at Jazz is what we're going to play for. If you can stump the chumps, ask us a question of sports history. We'll give you a question back that'll be, well, that's assuming we don't know the answer. If we know the answer, get lost, get out. You're done. You lose. A lot of people talk a big game. A lot of people come up to me and go, I got a question you'll never get. I'm going to save it.
Four guys that hit home runs before they were 20. And you'll never get it. That's what they say. You'll never get it.
And you know what? It's really not that hard to get by us.
No, it's not.
We do a pretty good job.
Yeah, but it's
the question we ask back that's relative to either what you asked us or to what's going on in sports today. That's the harder part. We try to give some clues. We want people to go to Jazz.
Yes.
You know? It's a wonderful place. Live music. Great place for happy hour out by the Legends. 39th and State Line by the Med Center, and, of course, the pre- and post-headquarters for the Missouri Mavericks games and the Silverstein Ice Center's Arena right there in Independence. It is great Cajun food, great atmosphere, great service. You will love it. It's Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen, and we'll give it to you. All you got to do is stump the chumps. It's really just that easy, people.
Yeah. And we've been stumped plenty of times over the last
18
years.
Twice, I think, ever,
is it
right?
Twice?
Is it just twice?
We have been stumped. That's why they call it Stump the Chumps.
That's right. Pete Enoch joins us, Petro Seabolt, Fast Talking Rob, and of course, man about town, author, historian, snappy dresser, witty guy, Pete Enoch. How are you, Pete?
Good, good. How about you? I know I'm not.
Last night was a pisser.
You know, it was a pisser, but you know what? These guys are going to be fine. Just take it easy, folks.
Really?
Yes. Yes, they're going to be fine.
You know, I always like how. You know, the Chiefs lose, and I'm frustrated. Nobody's like, hey, you know, relax. Nobody actually says that, like, relax. Everybody's like, yeah, sucks. And then it's like, you know, a team does something. One of the schools does something. You're like, God, that just sucks. You just can't. Ooh, who the hell are you? You know, everyone gets offended about their schools. They're all on board that the Royals blow or the Chiefs screwed it or whatever, but, like, don't you talk about my school like that.
Right.
It's just a different mindset, which is fine. It's a college. They're theoretically
amateurs. You don't get a lot
amateurs.
Of that from K-State fans right now, though. Hey, your choice wasn't that good. It was.
Yeah, well, I got some people, though. That's an interesting one because I genuinely want, you know, people either will or won't believe it. I don't really care. I'm not going to spend a lot of time trying to sell you. But it is good for my business if all the schools are good.
Oh, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I would love for 1, 2, 3 in the country in football and basketball every year to be in some order, KU, K-State, Missouri. And so I really want it to work for K-State. It's just an unorthodox hire.
Well, you know, I was thinking about a question on the way in here, but I'll just say it right now because you and Blair were talking about it. But talking about coaches like Harbaugh and who else? Tressel and the other guys who went from, what, AAA to – D1 football. How about Notre Dame back in the 70s? Went from high school to head coach.
Yeah, with
Jerry Faust from Moeller High School in Cincinnati. Man, that was a reach. And, he stunk. I mean, he was just awful. But, I mean, Notre Dame going to the high school. KU did it one time, too, in the middle 50s. They went to Massillon High School and hired a coach.
Massillon, Ohio?
Yeah.
Very famous
great
school.
Great high school, couple but he stunk
of,
at KU.
Couple of guys of note coached there.
Yeah.
Paul Brown being one of them.
Yep, right. But this guy didn't work out too well at KU. Of course, in the middle 50s.
It?
Chuck Mather was his name, I believe, and he just
Chuck Berry?
No, Chuck Berry had a lot more hits than this guy did. A lot more hits. But
Chuck Woolery?
Yeah.
Right. Chuck Norris?
Chuckles.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen, are you ready?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
913-838-1010. We got Jazz. You want Jazz. We'll give you Jazz if you can stump the chumps. Rob, are you ready? You mind if we get started here? I don't know what you got going on over there, but.
Can we do this thing?
We'll go ahead and start with you or without you. Derek wanted to be first, so we're going to make him wait. No, I'm just kidding. Derek, you're in the program. Stump the chumps, buddy.
Hey, thanks for doing this each and every week. And quick shout out, good luck to Bennington College Yes,
Raven
football national championship game this weekend.
Yeah, you know what really stinks absolutely. About that thing? They're putting it on stream, ESPN3. That stinks out loud because Benedict should be on national television. I still call him Benedict's. But Ravens are flying. They're going to win their first national championship.
Can somebody help me out? Do I have ESPN3 or not? I have an ESPN Insider. Well, half the city uses my ESPN Insider. So they
what?
Everyone I can see here uses it. Well,
I don't.
Pete writes it on. Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're a moron. You're the only guy not using mine. And I you can do the Watch ESPN app, but no, it's sometimes it works, and I can't figure that. Can someone help me out with that?
Yeah. I think you have it. Yeah, you have it.
Do I?
Yeah, you should be able to watch. Yeah, ESPN3. Yeah, you're good.
Ravens are going to win their first national championship in football tomorrow to go along with their two national championships in basketball. You heard it here.
Okay.
10-point victory tomorrow.
You're a complete homer, though.
Yes, I am for Benedict's. Okay. Absolutely.
Just want to make sure. All right. Good luck to them, Derek. You are absolutely right. Thank you for mentioning that. What do you got for us?
All righty. So can you name the two Big Ten running backs who have rushed for 1,000 yards in all four seasons while in college?
Jason Jackson from Northwestern. Is one.
Justin Jackson. That guy last night for the Chargers.
He rushed for 1,000 four different years.
We're going to start with him. Pete seems pretty definitive on that.
Yep.
And you said there's one other?
What about Archie Griffin? Ron Dane.
Ooh,
that's
Ron
a good,
not
yeah,
bad.
That is. That's better than Archie Griffin.
What about
Griffin?
Lorenzo White? Didn't he have a big, was that freshman year or sophomore year?
Didn't he get
year,
knocked
he was like
around
third
a little bit,
the Heisman.
Though? He got knocked around a little bit his junior year, though, didn't he?
I think that might have been his sophomore
was
year.
It?
Ron Dane.
Ron Dane had, 5,000 yards rushing, didn't he, or 45?
Or something like 5,000 calories a day or something he ate. I can't remember what it was, something like that.
Yeah. His left leg was bigger than I am.
I like Ron Dane. You
I do, too.
That? All right, Jed Marshall was happening by. He said to us, Ron Dane. We're going to try Ron Dane for the other one.
Jed, go back on vacation or whatever. You guys are right.
Thanks, Derek. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend, buddy. Way to go, Jed. I always said, you'd never amount to anything, but you just proved me wrong. Just completely proved me wrong. A vital cog in today's chumps was Jed. 913-3810-810. T-Box is in the program. Stop the chumps box.
Hey, thanks for the last 3 years free of ESPN3, Petro.
You're welcome.
Hey, you might want to change your password from Bayhem is God.
I'll work on that. I am convinced that there's about, I'm pretty sure in the state of Washington, Nevada, California, Arizona, Kansas, and Missouri, there are people logging into my password. Because I get buddies in those towns that are like, what's the password again? I got a new computer. I got to enter it.
Well, I appreciate the freebies. So
you're a good man.
Speaking of freebies, I'll give you about a five-second answer here. Who are the Chiefs this year, who are the three worst defenses by points allowed to win Super Bowls?
Oh, that's a good one. Probably the Colts, that Manning Colts one, I would think, was – I mean, statistically speaking, they the and on that thing we judged, they were like one of the worst ratings-wise. So you want to try that? Or no?
I mean, the 98 Broncos were – they scored a ton, but they gave up a –
Gruden's Tampa Bay team wasn't that stout either.
Yeah. The Gruden Bucks. Oh, that was good. That was a good
that
rule.
Saints team.
Whoa, there, you're right.
They were.
Had my
D.
buddy on there, my linebacker that I drafted.
Yeah, Derek Brooks.
Okay, very good.
I'm still pissed.
I stand accused.
That Saints team.
I thought about that, but they were pretty good. I like them in the discussion, but I like Curtis's 98 Broncos. You talk about the second one or the first one? Second one gave up a lot.
I thought they scored a bunch, but gave up a ton, too.
Okay.
That 06 Colts team.
Lead it off to see.
Greg Robinson was the DC, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Where do you want to go, Kay?
98 Broncos.
We're going to start with the 98 Broncos.
That's wrong. I'm in my car, so I don't have the list in front of me.
What?
But I do have.
How do you know if we're wrong then, T-Box?
I got the three worst here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
It's the 06 Colts.
Thank you.
The 09 Saints.
Thank you.
And then the 11 Giants, but actually both of the Giants well, not all three of them, but both of the Giants and whatever in 11 were the 3 and 4.
Yeah, so you screwed us, Curtis. We would have nailed it because I would have gotten the Giants after Rob and I got ours.
Absolutely.
Out there.
I will try to win back everyone's respect here. Phillip Rivers has now thrown 5 fourth-quarter touchdown go-ahead TD passes against the Chiefs. 5 fourth-quarter go-ahead TD passes.
No, he's terrible. Haven't you heard the people in this town? He's no good. He stinks.
Only one other quarterback has thrown at least 4 against the Chiefs. Who is he? Fourth quarter, go-ahead touchdown passes.
I never did get this because I guessed Elway, and you said that's not it.
Right.
That's help for you, T-Box.
Elway had 3.
Thank you, because that was absolutely positively my guess.
Yeah, because Curtis threw this at me, and I guessed Elway, and then we got distracted, and I never finished. I never got to it.
Plus, Elway, you were talking about the Broncos, so I definitely need to say Elway.
Yeah.
I'll say one of the Raiders. I'll say a longtime Raider. I don't know.
He was a Charger.
A snake. Charger?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I got to go with.
Yep. Don't.
John Hadle.
Don't. Right. Don't go with where you were going to go. Were you going to go with a terrible broadcaster?
No.
Shut up, Brent.
Yeah.
Yeah, between Fouts and Screaming A. Smith, yeah, they're a tie for last.
Fouts was out yesterday, by the way, as a reminder.
Yes, yeah, he was out in the game, according to Screaming A.
Yeah, who the hell threw the ball to Lance Allworth?
John Hadle?
Wasn't him.
Okay. Well,
that's enough clues.
You're giving me too many hands. Give me the answer while I'm on the air here.
How about Drew Brees? In his limited time as a Charger,
wow,
he threw 4.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, T-Box.
Drew Brees as a Charger had more than John Elway as a Bronco.
You got another Rivers one. Are you going to do that other Rivers one?
Sure.
Good, because I like that one. There's another
one. Really good one.
You'd be like, what? Really? 913-3-810-810. Let's go to Gevin. They work in pairs, Pete. They work in pairs.
They're in the same car.
We
drink in
we
pairs.
Do. Yeah. He works in a chemical plant, and I work at home, so we're both dangerous.
All right, I like that. What do you got for us today, buddy?
All right, I got the most rushing TDs in NFL versus a division. Name me the top 3 guys.
So, most rushing touchdowns against just one division?
Yeah.
Well, I would think we'd have to go back to, right, the 80s, right, Curtis, where we had 5-team divisions, so you got 4, you had 8 games, Adam, instead of 6.
What about Riggins?
Riggins
against the NFC East isn't a bad idea.
Yeah, 83.
Emmett was playing in those 5s, wasn't he?
And there, yeah. Well, there were 4 games. Yeah, so 8. That's
8. Peyton? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So Emmett and Riggins and Walter Payton against the NFC Central. It would have been then.
Emmett in 95 against the. I think Payton had that.
I mean, Emmett had the record for.
Yeah.
And this is rushing touchdowns only, right?
Correct.
I mean, Dickerson.
What about,
Dickerson.
Yeah. Oh, Dickerson.
What about, but he did bounce over to the Colts.
Yeah, right.
What about LaDainian Tomlinson?
LT against the AFC West ain't bad.
That's pretty good.
Didn't have a lot of games, but he had a lot of touchdowns.
He did have a lot of games, actually.
Career touchdowns?
A lot to pick from here.
Yeah, it's career rushing touchdowns against one division, right?
Correct.
LT or Emmett, I think.
All right, we're going to start with, and you want the top 3, correct?
Right.
We're going to start with.
One's way ahead, and the other 2 are tied.
Okay, we're going to start with Emmett Smith.
That is the one that's way ahead, 85 against NFCs.
LT and Peyton.
LT.
Peyton's pretty good, too. Yeah, he had so many, but so long.
But I mean, he only had about 100 total, 102.
How many Dickerson? You traded. He's no good.
I mean, he was about 5 years with the Rams.
Right,
I don't know if that'd be enough.
Not enough.
He was piling them up, but.
Riggins had 100.
All right, so. Yeah, that's right around where Peyton was.
I don't remember how many he had for the Jets, but he had a hell of a lot for the Redskins.
All right, Peyton or LT? Let's LT.
LT.
We're gonna go LaDainian Tomlinson.
You guys are strong. He is tied for 2nd with another running back.
God.
And it's in the AFC West. I'll give you a hint.
Well, Sean Alexander, maybe, or was he running around when he was doing putting
play
up? The
but
numbers?
He they moved to the NFC when he was still playing,
was he,
right?
Marcus Allen.
Marcus
Allen.
Yeah.
Two different
double dip.
Teams.
Two different teams. Yeah, we're going to go Marcus Allen next.
You guys are super, and your show is awesome.
You are the man, Gavin. I appreciate those words more than you will ever know. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Right there.
Okay, you too.
All right,
see,
buddy. Same to you,
my
friend.
That's about as much fun as I've had trying to solve a question.
You just had to figure, guys over 100 touchdowns.
It's the best question of the day, the ones that we got to think about but then get right.
Yes.
If we don't get it, it's just trivial.
It's all about us.
That was a meaningful, great question. That's what that was.
We worked at it, and we beat it.
It is a Stump the Chump Friday. Dinner for Two at Jazz is yours. Great Cajun food to Jazz. All Louisiana kitchen. We're just going to flat out give it to you. All you got to do is stump the chumps. All right, let me give you a couple of things you need to know before we get back to giving you a chance to stump the chumps. 913-3810-810. I think all the lines are full, but when somebody drops, line open up, opens up, your chance to win great Cajun food to Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. The United States Senate is seeking a probe, an FBI probe, of Scott Blackmon, the former CEO of the U.S. Olympics. They believe he lied under oath in testimony to the Senate. That's not a good thing.
Yeah, they cleaned house this week in the gymnastics, but they got more to do.
It's a
bad, bad situation.
NFL news, Isaiah Kroll hits the IR. The Giants have ruled out Odell Beckham Jr., which makes for a great wide receiver tandem that I have of OBJ and Keenan Allen going in the playoffs.
Strong.
Right where I want to be. Top point getter this season. I was screwed. I am now. Keenan Allen.
Better off picking St. Luke's South.
Keenan Allen against the Chiefs secondary. I'm going to get like, you know,
huge
20 points there. That's a gimme.
What did he end up with? A hip
zero?
Pointer? Or what was
he ended up with zero.
Boopkus is what he ended up with.
I have no time for compassion or humanity. I'm talking fantasy football playoffs here.
Exactly. Just like
Warrior
Joe Theismann,
get
up. Theismann, get up.
Put Keenan, that's right. Put rub some dirt on it.
Get up. Pour some Tussin in there. Let that Tussin sink in.
Put Keenan Allen's jersey on Tyrell Williams and get me some points. I don't care what it takes.
There is no compassion in fantasy football.
I'm playing for a bobblehead. I get a little 4-inch plastic bobblehead if I win. We're talking about trophies, people.
Exactly.
It's a lifetime. Trophies don't rot.
No.
Okay.
Just like Chuck Hughes. Get your ass up.
Yeah.
Well, no, he died.
What were the stupid football and wrestling shirts? Pain is temporary. Pride is forever. And fantasy trophies never die.
Yes.
Should be the third line.
No.
On all those cheeseball high school t-shirts. Pain is temporary. Pride is forever.
Well, that stinks. Pride is forever. Pride's for 3 days. That's what pride is. Shit, God. Pride. I got your pride.
I don't remember where I saw that, but I know I saw one of those ones. Oh, yeah. Right. Calm down, Skippy.
Right. Pride.
Lighten
what the hell is pride?
Up, Francis.
Yes, Francis. Now, third grade girls basketball. I mean, hey, we accept nothing.
Yes.
Nothing.
How'd that come out last week anyway? You guys won top end. You won by what? About 12?
I thought we had a good game and showed
Corpus
a lot of
Christi,
progress.
Is that who you played?
That's who we played, yes. Nothing like a 8A basketball game in Lawrence. I can tell you that right now. Yes, I thought we spaced the floor, played well. Ask my wife how the game went. She'll tell you he was told to sit down by the ref, and we got it. He made an ass of himself. Don't ever bring it up.
You that guy now. Should are crack you? A cold one, baby. That's go time.
The rep and I.
Are you that guy fine. Now?
Oh, for but God's I was. Sake. I was asked to sit. You can only stand for 10 seconds. Is one of the rules. Yeah, it's a rule. You can only stand up for 10 seconds. Because they don't want somebody trying to be Bob Knight on the sideline. Well, I got it. That's fine.
Oh, I thought 8th grade asked to leave.
Listen, they had someone who's backing in. You know, and when you can't double team. That's a wise strategy, right? But the defender has to be able to stand their ground. Yes. And he kept telling my girls they got to back up. And I'm like, they don't have to back up. Yeah. It's like, stand your ground. We got it, coach. I got one of those.
Next week, I was asked to leave the premises.
If I'm asked to leave, I will be completely embarrassed. I will never be asked
to leave. Who takes you out when you get kicked out in an 8th grade game?
I was not heckling the refs. I was just giving instructions to our guys. Like, you could stay, because they were like, do I have to back up or not? Because I always tell them, no, if they run into you, that's a charge. And so they were confused. So I'm trying to reinforce from the sideline. And I was told, we got it, coach.
Seren leads the league in walking by other people, other parents, and hearing, yeah, that's him.
That's the guy. It's that that's guy. The guy. It's that guy. There he is.
We're making progress. We're making progress.
Good
we
deal.
Solid team. I got good Jimmys and Joes. That's all I can say. That's all that matters. So there's an update on the basketball squad. Bovada's now made Drew Brees the MVP favorite, the odds favorite for the MVP. Alex Barnes has declared for the draft. Is or isn't an NFL starting running back, Alex Barnes from
Not
K-State.
Not a prayer. No. Doesn't have enough speed.
That's what I'm kind of worried about. Yeah. I don't know that he, you know, he looks kind of Daryl Williams.
Yeah, let's say this. He's no Larry Brown. We'll just say that.
I don't know. I'm always, you know.
I like to see him do well.
Running backs can be hard to judge, but I don't see Kareem Hunt-like explosion through tackles.
6'1", 225.
Oh, he's plenty big.
Well, he's
looks
big
the
enough.
Part, but
is he athletic?
Who was he reminds me of the kid from Arkansas who played here. Who was that kid that, a couple of years ago, running back, moved around?
Nile Davis.
Nile Davis, exactly. Kind of reminds me of him.
You know what? That's not a bad comp.
Yeah.
I don't know. He doesn't have Nile Davis straight line speed. That guy ran a great 40.
Yeah, he did.
But, yeah, kind of like, I'm going to run in a straight line until I hit something, and then I'm going to go down.
Yeah.
And so if you blow open holes, he'll get that. Barnes is tough. He's a good college ball player. The question is he going to be quick enough to get to the hole? Yeah. Does he have, when there is no hole, does he have a tiptoe angle like Le'Veon Bell? You know, I'm not sure.
But
not
I think
sure
the kid should go pro. I mean, don't take another wear and tear on your body to be a fringe draft pick.
I agree.
They'll take a kid rush for 1,000 yards in Big 12. Why not?
If he pops off a good 40, he'll get picked.
Yeah, right.
You know? All right, and then KU has hired a special teams coach, Mike Elker, last year a linebacker coach at North Carolina. He was linebacker coach at Carolina. He'll be special teams at KU. He has a history coached with Les Miles at LSU.
Long as it's not Mike Elkins.
No, just Elks.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Was there a Mike Elkins that played here for a cup of coffee, wasn't there?
Mike Elkins, quarterback from Wake Forest.
QB, okay.
One of Carl Peterson's big investments in the quarterback
position. That recent, huh?
He was one of the two second-round picks. Him and Matt Blundin.
Matt Blundin, the two
highest picks he had as a quarterback were in the second round. And Bill Frelick passed away at age 56 after battling cancer.
Yep.
Hell of a ball player.
Hell of a tremendous lineman.
Probably one of the best college linemen that ever lived.
Yeah.
College Hall of Famer. Four-time Pro Bowler.
Where did he play in the 70s
Falcons,
or 80s?
80s.
85
He made the decade team. He was outstanding.
Really yeah.
Good teammate of Moss?
No, he would have missed.
Draft 85, so 84. They might have been there for a year.
What was Bill was 83 or 84?
84.
Yeah. They would have been teammates. Absolutely.
Okay.
I did like it last
night.
That
would have been
on TV, something unrelated. They talked about Hank Stram for a lot last night. They never mentioned for a minute that Hank Stram was fired on Christmas Eve in Kansas City by one Jack Stedman. I'm not going any further.
You like Jack Stedman.
Fired on Christmas Eve. That was nice.
If you get a chance to take a shot at Stedman, you're firing. That's just as simple as that.
Define chance. He goes out of his way to make chances.
Opening the mic, Hank was like, let me matriculate my foot up your butt. Boys.
And he should have, too.
The mentor.
I'd like to kick stuff. Let's stop.
All right.
I'm done.
Here we go. 913-3-810-810. A chance to stump the chumps. Win that great Cajun food from Jazz. Brian's got next shot at it. Stump the chumps, Brian.
Hey, Seren, don't take that crap from those third-grade basketball pimple-face refs. You show up in your best Pat Riley imitation with full-on suit, tie, hair slicked back.
Well, to be clear, that's a good point because a lot of times you have the younger kids, but in the league we play in, they put the older refs with the younger kids to discern, all right, yeah, because, you know, they're going to travel. They're going to do some things. Like, when it's egregious, they call it. They don't. So they put the older refs. So this was an adult.
Daryl Garrettson.
And I probably wouldn't have been saying to my player, you know, don't back up if there was a kid out there because I feel bad for the ref. So I don't want it to look like I'm showing him up. And I guess the ref thought I wasn't. He's a nice guy. We chatted
afterwards. Who was it, Curtis? Tommy Bell?
I don't know.
But
there's a lot of people reffing basketball games that you can't believe how long they've been around.
Oh, God.
I did some high school games a couple weeks ago up in Liberty for Chad Rader. And There's some guys that I haven't done high school basketball a long time for almost. I saw three guys. I'm like, I remember him. Wow.
Same guy
is still going.
Methuselah.
But Brian, make no mistake about it. I will take no crap from anybody.
Yeah, and even more reason then, if they're older, they're going to respect the Pat Riley Imitation. So.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the advice.
Anyway, I got a baseball. Who am I? And you're going to have to trust me and resist the urge to gong me, because either A, you'll know the answer, so therefore it's a great question, or B, once you hear it, you'll be glad you now know the answer.
Okay, all right.
All right, so 1989, Texas League, right? I had more doubles than Bernard Gilkey, triples than Gary DeSarcina, home runs than Ray Langford, higher batting average than Jose Offerman, on-base percentage than Sammy Sosa, higher slugging percentage than Dean Palmer, and a higher OPS than Juan Gonzalez.
1989?
Correct.
What are we around? So I'm thinking Royal, right? He's got a Royal that was looking like he's going to be a star and then went. D. Brown, is that the D. Brown era? Is that
You're way off.
It's going to be someone that works in the building. And
Les Norman?
Yeah, Les Norman, yeah.
Les Norman, I just saw Les.
That ain't bad.
It definitely hits closer to home than D. Brown.
Okay. Closer to home. So he had all these stats, and it was 1989. He's playing in the Texas League, Double A.
Brian McCray?
No, BMAC, well.
He was 85 high school. He started with, came up with the Royals around 90-ish.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Closer to home.
Yeah. All right, we're going to try BMAC.
No, it's not. And the reason it's significant, because those are all big names in my mind, it is Dan Grunhard.
Grunny's brother?
Yes.
I know he was a good baseball player. Wow.
That's good.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
I heard him earlier this week on the program talking about his brother playing minor league ball. I looked it up.
Good question. Great question.
Actually.
All right. You got a grunny one? Or?
Well, if you want a grunny, I just got a who am I.
Okay.
Who am I? I played high school ball in Kansas City, and in 1988, I finished second in the Heisman Trophy voting. Who am I?
Played high school football?
Played high school football in Kansas City in 1988. I was the runner-up for the Heisman Trophy. And
all right,
I played south of here, South High School.
Yeah,
I was on the right track. Then I don't think so anymore. I was
got married to a beautiful, beautiful starlet.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
that doesn't help me at all.
Shawnee Mission South.
He.
How about this? Let me ask you one quick. You said Shawnee Mission South. I was thinking Rockers.
Yeah. No, Shawnee Mission South, and he was a kid that. Yes, you got it, Rob. He was a kid that moved to town
from Arizona.
Yeah, his dad got the head coach job, and he came obviously with his dad,
right?
And was the starting quarterback.
Yeah, somebody in this room has the same name.
So then it was Brian Schottenheimer.
No.
Oh,
he said he moved. He became the coach. Came
at
to town.
Shawnee Mission South.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I gave you the question, and my first name has something to do with it.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Oh, for God, Pete's sake.
Peters? I have no clue.
Oh, man.
I'm a Missouri. I'm a state of Missouri. I don't know nothing about
that's all right. Rodney Pete.
Rodney Pete. Right.
Rodney Pete, Brian. Nice
Rodney
nice try.
Pete. Oh, God.
Nice try. Have a great weekend, my friend. 913-3-810-810, the phone number, 913-3-810-810. Let's go to Eric's been waiting the longest. You're in the program, Eric. Stump the Chumps.
Hey, Seren. Good to meet you earlier this morning, too.
Yeah, great to meet you. Big Husker fan. And when I say big, don't mess with Eric. He's a big boy.
Eric, why don't you go to the next basketball game with him, with these third graders? I think you're going to have to. I think he's getting booted the next game. I think he's getting asked to leave. You're gonna have to help him out.
Sure thing. No problem.
Okay, buddy.
Top five score or point leaders in Nebraska football history. Four of them are kickers. One is not. Who is that?
Who's the non-kicker scoring leader in Nebraska history? So four, you career scoring.
Jarvis
right?
Redwine.
No, you're not guessing that. Tommy. You mean most points scored in football.
But he's called
most
one of
them. In football in a career.
Four kickers. One
kicker, one non-kicker.
One back. What, Rozier?
No, he was only there 2 years, wasn't he? Tommy wasn't Frazier. He a transfer?
Who's
he
that, Rozier? Oh.
Tommy Who's Frazier?
That? Oh, Frazier. Oh, that's
run enough to get.
He did. Did he score enough, though?
I don't think
did
so.
Rozier score enough?
Amon Green's not bad, but didn't he leave a year early?
Yeah.
I'm thinking it had to be somebody that's probably there for 4 years.
Crouch?
Right? He scored, but he
did score a lot of
he
rushing
stole the
touchdown.
Heisman Trophy.
Crouch isn't
awful. I want to ask you again about Rozier. Do you think? What do you think?
Well, wasn't he only there 2 years?
Oh, well.
Wasn't he a,
came
wasn't
from
he a
New
JC?
Jersey. Yeah, I think you're right.
Might have been.
Yeah. I was thinking I might be wrong.
He was there forever.
Ago.
He was there was forever, like, but.
I'm saying he's there 2 years, and you're saying he's there forever.
Oh, he was there.
One of us is wrong.
No, well, it seemed like it, because when he graduated, finally, he was 29. He played for 8 years at Nebraska. I don't know how in the hell that happened.
I was thinking he was only there a couple of years. Let's see, who are some of their other Amon Green's not bad.
Amon Green's probably a pretty good guess.
What wasn't that kid from Wichita, was it?
Oh,
big time back.
Transferred to Emporia?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, Lawrence, he transferred to Emporia
Lawrence
State.
Phillips.
No.
Lawrence
well,
Phillips.
Well,
Lawrence
isn't
Phillips,
a
yeah.
Guess either.
Johnny
was
Rogers.
Suspended for a little bit. Johnny Rogers. God, who are we missing? Somebody obvious? Is there something obvious we're missing here? Wasn't Roger Craig?
It's not Scott Frost, right? Just I know that's like the obvious is right there.
Oh, he was really
no,
good.
Yeah, but he didn't score
that much. I would
be
shocked
much.
At him, but it's just.
I'm going to tell you, Scott Frost is a better ball player than people may realize.
He's a damn
outside,
good ball
outside
player.
Outside of Nebraska.
No, he was really good, but he didn't score a lot.
I remember getting beaten down when I was on the network because I had Scott Frost number one on my Heisman rankings ahead of Peyton
Wasn't
Manning.
Amon Green in the same backfield with him? He handed off to him.
That was early in the year. Later in the year, he fell down, but he got off to just an incredible
He was a good
start.
Ball player. Yeah, he was.
You don't think Crouch either? Crouch or
How many years did Crouch start for, though?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, one big year can't get you the number one spot, can it?
Amon Green's.
That's,
more
I kind of like Amon
can,
Green.
I kind of like him.
All right, we're going to – I thought he was a tremendous prospect.
Yeah, he was.
Hey, he had a hell of a career. We're going to go Amon Green, Eric.
Final answer, Amon Green?
Yes.
No, it was Crouch. He was a four-year starter.
Oh, Christ.
I was on
he's the only quarterback in the top 10, too.
Do you know how many of these we get right? If you had any confidence in your answers, Curtis?
You want the other Philip
yeah,
Rivers?
Yeah, give him the Philip Rivers.
All right. Philip Rivers has 23 career fourth quarter go-ahead touchdowns, passes in his career.
So how he many? Was behind.
He's behind.
He threw a touchdown. He was now in front.
Yes.
So these would seem to be
key
touchdown
stats.
Passes.
Big stats.
Okay.
How many quarterbacks in NFL history have thrown more?
Oh, crap.
Crouch or
oh,
crap?
Oh, man. This is just a shot in the dark. Three?
Guess again.
Four.
Close enough.
Close enough. Six.
Close
you
six.
Got it. You
hey,
got
Merry
it.
Christmas.
And you're a swell guy and you're
six.
A large man. And you know where I work, Eric, so I think you need to get jazz. That's what I think.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
You're a good man. You're a good man. Eric,
jazz in
guy.
Omaha.
Held
sure.
the door for me on my way in this
you
morning.
You can go up and use that jazz in Omaha.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Big had all kinds of Husker gear. Six. And listen to the names, Pete. This is what's cool about this.
Eli Manning, Drew Brees, Johnny Unitas, Dan Marino, Ben Roethlisberger, Tom Brady.
Is that pretty good company for Philip Rivers to keep?
He I'll has, take Unitas. Yeah, well, you
the
know,
the worst name
so.
In the bunch is what? Roethlisberger or
Eli?
No, but I've heard that Rivers stinks.
A couple of two-time
Super Bowl
winners.
That's all I've heard. For
he
a long
has
time.
Many,
not for me.
Well, I've heard it somewhere.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody's babbling about it.
He has as many as Peyton Manning. They're tied at 23.
Who some people didn't think was as good as Scott Frost in college. Just throwing it out there.
Four games in. I had Scott Frost ahead of Peyton Manning on my Heisman ballot, okay? And I'm going to tell you, the state of Tennessee was mobilizing to come find me in Vegas and hunt me down. They were pissed. We'll take a break. It's a Stuff the Chip Friday. Dinner for two at Jazz, what we're playing for. Great Cajun food from Jazz, the Louisiana kitchen.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I don't have the voice talent.
Who could?
You get kind of raspy there anyway.
I know. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, it's probably all you and bitching gotta, about Philip Rivers, how bad
well,
he is.
Think about this. I mean, how am I going to get on the refs if I can't talk tomorrow?
is there a tilt tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Well, who are we playing tomorrow?
I don't even know.
The fighting, screaming women from God knows where?
Tattooing teenage alien fighters.
You behave
from
yourself
Hills.
Tomorrow. I don't want to hear about any ejections. Damn it. God.
I was like, I get in the car, boom, right on me. And I'm like, girls look good? Really coming along? No positives? Oh, I mean, you're going to embarrass yourself.
He's that guy.
It wasn't that bad. That's the point.
Yeah.
I'm telling the story at breakfast with the other parents, like, oh, my God, you've got to be kidding me.
That guy.
I'm like, no, she was on me in the car. They're like, well, we were getting, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, man, you know, I was just trying to stick up for the girls, you know, playing good D. 913-3-810-810. Let's go next to Robert. You're in the program, Robert. Stump the Chumps.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon, Robert.
Hello, yeah. Bobby.
My question has to do with old cornerbacks. Who are the only two cornerbacks in the NFL to record multiple interceptions at the age of 37 or older?
I'm going to say Darryl Green's got to be one, doesn't he?
Darryl Green's good.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to be one, I think.
Cornerback.
Corner.
Thomas was Darryl Green. Darryl Green was definitely a corner.
Yeah, so it was Thomas.
I don't think Emmett
Darryl
played.
Green did not move to safety.
Played
Emmett
his whole
played
till
he was
37.
Right?
That's what I'm wondering.
I don't know about Emmett Thomas. Dion with the Ravens.
He didn't play 37 though. Did he?
We'll go Darryl Green and Emmett Thomas.
No, it's actually Terrence Newman and Deion Sanders.
Ooh, wow. Really nice, Rob. How many different receivers have caught a pass from Pat Mahomes this year?
11.
Ooh.
Not bad.
Close enough.
Bad.
14. I'm going to give it
Merry
to you.
Merry Christmas.
That's right. Eric, quick, stump the Chumps.
Hello?
Stump the Chumps. Go, quick.
Hey, I played 2 years of college football at Coffeyville Junior College. Then I played running back for Nebraska. Who am I?
Is that Rozier? We're going to go Mike Rozier.
Hey, you got it. Saran, don't feel bad. I got kicked out of my daughter's fifth grade basketball team. I got a technical and escorted out of the gym when I was coaching their kids.
Thank you. I feel better about myself, Eric. I appreciate that. Tommy Moe, quick, go.
Three teams through the first 10 games of the college season scored 50 points in 5 different games. Oklahoma, Alabama, and who?
Central Florida.
Wrong. Syracuse.
Hank Stram was a minority owner of what team? Pro team.
Who?
Hank Stram.